setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation. A conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you get there. It's a conversation about your purpose, which isn't about you, it's about others. You were created to fill a unique role in and through your work. That means you are needed, tremendously valuable, but it means that you need to do it. Because there's somebody on the other end of your purpose that actually needs you to show up and be the best version of you. All of this leads to tremendous meaning and significance, which is so far greater than success. Success comes with that journey. Satisfaction comes with the journey. But it is significance that we all long for, to see that we have made a difference in this world. You were created to work. Let's figure out what that is for you. You have the answers. It's my job to get them out of you. Part coach, part counselor, part cheerleader. I am your friend. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kutztown, Pennsylvania, where Will starts us off. Will, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help, Will?
All right. I have a bit of a dilemma. My former employer eliminated my position due to COVID-related downsizing a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I am, by trade, a cost accountant, and cost accountants typically work in, like, the manufacturing sector. So here's the deal. My wife is a corporate paralegal in the C-suite for a large hospital network. As such, she rubs elbows with most, if not all, of upper management. Mm-hmm. She's well-liked, respected, and has had received good reviews. Her company recently posted a position for a corporate accountant that I'm considering. Now, it's not a perfect fit of the requirements, 10 requirements that they have. I could probably check about 6 of them, so it's somewhat of a fit. During the application process, I'm going to need to note that my wife works there. That will most likely result in my resume getting pulled to the top of the stack and or an interview, and then probably a better than even chance at landing the job.
Nice.
While this falls in line with your proximity principle, my problem is I don't want to feel as though my wife ever, quote, helped me get a job. I'd prefer to know that I'm standing my own 2 feet, being my own man, so to speak. So I haven't applied yet. And I was wondering what you would recommend, or how should I navigate this?
Give me an example of something that you really enjoy doing in your free time, a hobby or sports team that you cheer for. Give me something very personal that you are very passionate about.
Sure. My youngest daughter plays competitive soccer, and it's just we live and breathe soccer in our house. And
okay, does she have
all our games cheering her on?
Does she have a favorite pro soccer team? Your daughter?
She follows the women's national team.
Okay, do you have a favorite sports team?
Yeah, I hope nobody throws any tomatoes at me, but it's the New England Patriots.
So you're a big fan.
Yeah.
Okay. What if your wife had a connection with the New England Patriots and she called in a favor to get you access, VIP access, either in a suite for the game or, better yet, something I've gotten to do before? What if your wife set it up for you, because of some relationship she had, for you to attend the Patriots training camp? And you got to be on the field watching them practice, in the weight room, talking with the coaches, eating lunch in the cafeteria with the players. Would you? How would you feel about that if your wife could make that happen?
I wouldn't have any issue with that.
Would you feel like less than a man because she pulled that amazing favor for you?
No.
All right,
no.
It's the same thing.
I mean, that's not like,
no,
that's not my livelihood either.
Doesn't matter. You know? So the reason I took you that direction is because you're overthinking this. she's not getting you the job. You will get the job.
Okay.
Your wife's not going to be holding your hand in the interview. Your wife's not going to be coming in after the interview going, let me fix whatever he said wrong. Guy's such a bonehead. Your wife's not doing that.
Okay. Yeah. I see the difference now.
Yep. Yeah. Your wife's not doing the accounting work. Your wife can't even do what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand why you feel that way. That was my fun way of getting you to get out of your head and swallow your pride. This is all pride. And I get it. Can I just tell you? Nothing's wrong with you. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm trying to shake you. Big difference. You are dealing with pride.
I see it.
And I talk about fear, doubt, and pride on this show all the time. This is pride. Pride is a liar. Pride is telling you that you're not man enough, or you're not worthy enough if your wife pulls a couple of proximity favors for you. It's just ridiculous, and it's a lie. So glad you called. Get over it. Shake it off and move forward, man.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate the call, Will. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Chris, who joins us in Austin, Texas. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. How can I help?
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get clear. I am underpaid and miserable in the same job I've been doing for about 20 years. So I grabbed your clarity guide. And I asked some friends to get some clarity because to get out of my own head. And I asked them the same questions on their clarity guide. What do I love most? What am I good at? What do I struggle with? And all of them came back with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm struggling with trying to get clear because I want to completely change my job, completely change my career because I'm salary's low, nowhere to go.
Yeah, but what are you confused about? They all gave you something very clear. What was it that they gave you?
So all the answers are correlating with what I already do.
Okay. So is it possible that you're in a bad environment or meaning bad culture or bad leadership, unhealthy leadership or unhealthy coworkers? Or is it possible that you're just bored? And so what they came back with is your sweet spot, but where you've been or what you're doing, you've mastered it a long time ago. And so you're bored. Is any of that
very yes, I'm very bored.
Okay.
Very bored.
Do you now see that if you had a new challenge, a greater challenge in that same field, that same sweet spot, do you see how you would feel the juice again?
I think I also just have a desire to change, to do something different.
Okay. Okay. Well, but let's look at the themes though. So let's step away from the industry.
Okay.
I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. This is actually going to be fun. Chris, you know, we're live on the radio, and I got a commercial coming up in about 30, 40 seconds. So here's your homework assignment during the commercial, and I'm going to come back to you because this is actually going to be fun. All right?
Okay.
I want you to be ready to tell me what field you're in right now and kind of what that technical role is. And then what you're also thinking about. And then we're going to go back and look at what your friends told you and what matched up with the career clarity guide at my website. And I think what we're going to show you is all they did was confirm what your sweet spot is, but you can do that in multiple fields. You can do that in different careers. So I'm okay with you wanting to change, but I just want you to see the correlation. All right. So hang on, do your thinking, be ready to go. Don't move, folks. The Ken Coleman Show continues. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. Go to burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to get special pricing. The Ken Coleman Show continues here from our Ramsey studios in Nashville. And before our break, I was talking with Chris in Austin, Texas. Now, Chris's situation is She has been in the same place for 20 years, underpaid and miserable. She goes to KenColeman.com, takes the free resource, the Career Clarity Guide, which walks people through what I walk callers through. Talent, passion, mission, what you do best, the work you love to do, the results of that work that really make your heart come alive. So the purpose statement for everybody should read like this. You fill in the blanks with your details, but it should read, I use what I do best to do work I love to produce results that matter deeply to me. Pretty simple stuff. But the reason that millions and millions of people around the world are so miserable at work is because they're not doing that. So Chris calls after taking the Career Clarity Guide, and she did what I asked everybody to do that takes the Career Clarity Guide, which is get some feedback after you get your own answers. And all of her friends who know her really well basically told her, well, you're kind of created to do what you're already doing. And she's like, oh my gosh, what a miserable. So before the break, I said, all right, get ready. I got a couple of questions. I told her what to be ready for. And now we're going to bring her back and we're going to walk through this because I think that while she's miserable where she is and she wants to change careers, she needs to understand there are multiple careers in one's sweet spot. So let's see if we can dig out the details. Chris, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I am still here.
Oh, this is exciting. Are you excited?
I'm nervous and excited at the same time.
Oh, don't be nervous. I'm
going to grateful.
Well, good.
Grateful for your help.
Well, it's going to be fun. All right. So let's start with, before we get into the Career Clarity Guide, what you wrote down, what your friends told you, I want to know if you have an idea, because you said, Ken, I really want to change. I really want to change careers. What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about anything that would help me still work with people. That's my specialty.
Okay. What are you doing now? That didn't tell me a whole lot. What is your job? What's the career space you're in now?
I'm a social worker in a legal realm.
Okay. Social worker. Great. And and who are you serving mostly? Give me the idea of those people.
People who have been in trouble with the law.
Oh, okay. Got it. So you come in with folks that have a record or something like that, and you're involved
correct.
In the, okay, getting them back into society and stuff like that. Okay.
Correct.
All right. And what is making you so miserable? I know you're underpaid, so that's part of it. But what about the current work is making you miserable?
There's no upward mobility.
Mm-hmm.
It's repetitive. It's static. This is about the fifth or sixth demographic that I've worked with over 20 years. So I feel like I've worked with, I feel like I've run the gamut within my profession.
Yeah. All right.
To not be challenged anymore.
Yeah. So, folks, she is experiencing multiple causes of buildup. She feels burned out, don't you, Chris?
Yes, I do.
But you're not burned out because you're talking to me, which means you're alive, which means you're not burned out. The flame is still flickering. You just can't feel it. And the reason she can't feel it is she has two of the five causes of buildup, primarily. And those are, you are underappreciated. That's the whole idea there of saying you're underpaid. That just makes you feel like they don't value you. And then you're bored. You're bored. You've worked with every demographic possible. It's repetitive. You can't remember the last time you went into work and felt the juice of a challenge. Am I right?
That's true. Yes.
I know. How is it that I know that, Chris? All right. Now, here's the deal. I need you to be more specific. Because I understand you want to work with people. The part about social work that you love is you love investing in people. You love communicating with people. You love advising. You love advocating. Is that all true still?
It's all true.
How in the world do I know this stuff, Chris? All right, now, what would you do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail, knowing everything you know about yourself and the actual work you love to do? And so you didn't have to worry about getting qualified. You didn't have to worry about getting connected, stage two and three of my seven stages to meaningful work. You just could get started, which is stage four. What would you do?
Well, I looked at that too. What do I do for fun? And asked that myself. And I would travel and focus on food and throw parties.
Well, but
this is not what I do now.
Yeah, right. But I'm talking about work. What would you do for work? Yeah, I understand you'd want to travel.
That's where I'm struggling. I'm struggling with some sort of people-oriented something.
What did you write down? Okay, so what did you write down on the Career Clarity Guide under mission, which is who are the people you most want to help, the problems you want to solve, the solutions you want to provide?
working with some, find a mission that I can be bought into, that I can work towards, because I'm not afraid of hard work, but I want to, I think I'm good at working with people who need the help.
You are. Who are the people? Who are the people?
The underdog, people who are struggling and can't help themselves without help that I could offer.
Okay. Is there a specific problem that comes to mind when you think of the underdog, the person who can't seem to help themselves? Is there a set of problems or a specific problem that makes your heart, it tugs on your heart? Give me a scenario.
I think I'm struggling with burnout because I've helped everybody. I've worked with juveniles. I've worked with
But there's a set of problems that still move your heart. What are they? Is it substance abuse? Is it financial problems? Is it
interpersonal?
Okay. Now we're starting to uncover you a little bit, Chris. You got to dig here. I can't help you if you don't dig.
I appreciate it. I'm trying.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. Right. And so your friends gave you just that you're great at helping people, but we've got to get a different space. We're not going to try to help people in the prison system and try to, you know, stop recidivism and all that. We need a different space. So we got to find different people. Mm-hmm. And so if we go interpersonal, is that more on the counseling side and relationships, couples, parenting? Is it that space? What's the problem you most want to solve? You said interpersonal relationships. So what's the solution that you could get fired up about providing? The answer is simple. It's a version of what you do now. Instead of social worker, I rolled through several words and you got all fired up about it. And you laughed when I said, how do I know that? You need to be advising. You need to be advocating. You need to be guiding. You need to be instructing. When you're doing that with people to help them go from problem to solution to redemption, that sets your soul on fire. True or false?
True.
Then why?
That's true.
Okay. So this is not a struggle anymore. This is just you actually saying, I'm going to have to do something different and I need to do the work of the proximity principle and start hanging around some people that may be counseling couples or crisis counseling for single moms that are low income. You pick a people group in Austin, Texas, believe me, they're there.
Yeah, they are.
Who's counseling them? Who's guiding them? Who's advocating for them? There are multiple things. I'm not just putting you in a counselor's chair. It could go from social work to working for nonprofits or something where you're advocating, or, you know, so there might be, you know, some new qualifications that you're going to need to get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we need to first identify there are some people and people groups that have a problem that I've not tackled yet. And I'll tell you one other thing you need to be looking for is that even though you may be tackling a similar or the same theme problem, you need the diversity of different environments. And you also need an organization where you see growth eventually. I can start here. Then I have the chance to move here. And then I have a chance to lead a group of counselors or develop programs and take my on-site, hands-on experience and use that to teach and guide and train others. You just have to see a ladder. And so I think the answer is right in front of you. I don't think you need me anymore. I think you needed a pep talk more than you needed me to help you with clarity. Am I right?
Yeah, you speared me into a whole nother.
Good.
You know, I think I should do like some sort of teaching and guiding because those are these words you were using.
Yes. So here's the exercise. The reason I give you these one word ideas is for you to go, where in the marketplace can I teach? Can I advise? Can I guide? Can I advocate? Figure that out and the answer will come to you. Oh, go, Chris, go. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Clarity is a phone call away. 844-747-2577. Clarity on the most intimidating, momentous, question that every human being will ever ask, why am I here? Or what should I do with my life? This is the Ken Coleman Show. We give answers to that big question every day. 844-747-2577 is the number. You can call right now. We are standing by. I'm telling you, you've got the answers. It's my job to dig them out. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Huntsville, Alabama. Austin joins us there. Austin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you today?
Austin, I'm living the dream. What's up?
Hey, my question for you today is, I don't particularly love my job, but it brings me home a good paycheck, provides for my family. And I listen to you mostly with Dave Ramsey. We walk, me and my wife are walking through the baby steps now.
Oh, great.
So one of my questions is, how do I look for a different job or trying to change my career path?
Yep.
But on the flip side, I also have a good living coming in to get me out of debt.
Yeah. Well,
I don't want to take a step back in that process.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Well, what we have to first do is look at the mountaintop. And so if money wasn't an issue, and I know money is an issue right now, but it doesn't always mean you're going to have debt, right? In fact, getting out of debt many times is what you need to do to be able to pursue what you want to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to think of is, what's the mountaintop? I mean, if I can give Austin his dream job, no debt, nothing, just give it to you tomorrow, what would you do? We have to identify that. Then we figure out, how do we get there? What does that actually pay? And you start backing into it, as opposed to the way you're looking at it now, it's, I want to have a dream job, but oh gosh, I don't want to go backwards financially. I got all these responsibilities. I need to pay off debt. And so you're not even allowing your brain and heart to actually connect. So let's answer that question.
Right.
To the best of your ability, don't overthink this. What would you do? What 15, 20 years from now, the dream job, what are you doing?
Well, I could see myself, or I would like to, I like, after getting on these baby steps, I like finances. I enjoy that. After getting on these baby steps, tons of people come to me, you know, how's the Dave Ramsey thing going? How's the baby steps going? Mm-hmm. Going great. And they kind of ask me, well, what do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, and, you know, and then they do right the opposite.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That burns me alive. You know, it burns me up when they do that.
Right.
But I enjoy trying to help people in that aspect.
Okay, good. So let's test this. Let's see if this is in your sweet spot. What would you say, or what would the people who know you best say, if I went around and interviewed them and I said, what does Austin do really, really well? I want to know work functions, talents, skills. What are your top 3 to 5 talents or skills? Go.
If you ask my friends or family that, I think they would tell you that he's a salesman.
Okay.
He talks good with people.
Good.
So
you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say that you have the talent of influence. Is that correct?
I think so.
You have the talent of connecting with people as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Those are two really good talents. What else?
I enjoy it.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a second. Stay with me. We're talking about what you do best. So I've got, you're an influencer. Okay. You've got the talent of influence or persuasion. You've got the talent of connecting, which means you're a good communicator as well, correct?
Correct.
All right, what else? Anything else?
Off the top of my head, those are the top three.
All right, that works. Now let's shift. And by the way, it is very normal for the things that we list under talent, what we do best. It's also normal to see that show up on the passion list, which is the work you love to do. So what work, what task, what function makes you come alive? Well, we already know that you said you love connecting with people and you love influencing, persuading people, correct?
Correct.
All right, anything else that you love to do for people, with people?
Not right off the top of my head, but I love the outcome, the results when somebody does get a home mortgage, and I told them, I said, look, get a 15-year, don't get a 30, and they do it, and they're tickled to death that they've done it.
All right.
I like to see those outcomes.
Yeah, so that led us perfectly. You're doing a great job of co-hosting the show, my man, because that led us to mission, right, which is the third indicator. The first indicator is talent, what you do best. Second indicator is passion, the work you love to do. The third indicator is mission, results that of your work that matter deeply to you. And you said it beautiful.
Right.
You said the results that matter most to me, the outcomes, that was the word you chose. The outcomes are financial stability, financial peace, financial health, right? That's what you, if you could help somebody avoid disaster, if you could help somebody build wealth, if you could help somebody make good financial decisions that don't just benefit them, but their family members and beyond, and you know that the instruction, the advice that you gave was followed and it worked, how would that feel driving home at the end of the day?
That would be awesome.
All right, so give me a couple of things that you could do in the marketplace that would allow you to get that result.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you. I don't know if I understand the question.
Okay, so job. Give me a job or two that would allow you to get that result. A job. So when I say in the marketplace, I'm just simply saying what career path or what jobs would allow you to deliver those results. One of them is a financial advisor. One of them is a financial advisor. You've been listening to Dave Ramsey for how long?
2 years.
All right. You ever heard him talk about the SmartVestor pros?
Absolutely.
Those are the women and men who are certified financial planners, strategists, advisors, and they help people with retirement and investing planning. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. So that's at least one job. You could eventually start your own financial coaching business. That's going to be more one-on-one with couples or individuals where you're coaching them. But that would be a side hustle as you begin that, because that's not a job that's going to take care of your bills right away. You have to build that, like a counseling business, if you will. Make sense?
It does.
Versus you could go get certified and get trained and go to work for one of our SmartVestor pros potentially in your area. In the Huntsville, Alabama area. So you've got to look at it and go, what are all the ways or where are the places that I can use my ability to influence, to connect, to communicate, to then communicate and advise on financial strategies that produce financial peace and financial provision and financial prosperity. So, you know, could you work for a bank? Maybe, you know, but you love to sell. Is there a company where you can sell products and services that help people? You know, this is the exercise. It's not a complicated exercise, but it's you simply going, this is me in my sweet spot. And so where can I do this? How can I do this? Those are the questions that you need to answer. And you answer those questions by simply doing the good old-fashioned research. Think of the times you did a term paper in high school or college and you had to become a minor expert on a topic. Well, for you, it's, hey, where are those jobs? Where are those industries? Who are the companies that maybe even have a technology or an app that help people with their money? Could I sell that app? Could I sell that technology? So, I don't know. I'm brainstorming. You've got to brainstorm. But in brainstorming, you now go look in the marketplace and you look for, this company has jobs that are in my sweet spot. They're in my sweet spot because it's using what I do best. It's allowing me to do work that I love to do and produce a result that I connect to. So that's how it all comes together. I use my talent to perform my passion, to produce my mission. Go to KenColeman.com. Take the Career Clarity Guide. Now that I've started you through the process, this worksheet will allow you to go at it through your pace, and it'll give you even more clarity. Go get it. Career Clarity Guide at KenColeman.com. Helping you get unstuck and then helping you get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Studios in Nashville. So excited to have you joining a different kind of talk radio show. We're talking purpose, not politics. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Billings, Montana. That's where Amber is. Amber, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you?
Amber, I am living the dream. What's going on with you?
I'm a truck driver, and I've been listening to your program for the last several days. I've probably listened to over a month of it. And I've been out here for, I think, 16 years driving a truck, and it wasn't something I ever really wanted to do, and it wasn't something I looked to as anything that was going to be in my future. It just happened to be what opened up, and I have found myself very burnt out. My out time is anywhere from 2 weeks to as much as 6 weeks to 2 months before I go home.
Yeah. Do you have family at home? Husband, kids? What's the relationship status?
Well, my son is in Minnesota. I'm not married. And I just moved to Billings with my first apartment in like 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how much money do you make?
It really depends on how much the dispatcher likes the driver as to how much we make, but it can vary anywhere from $45,000 to $60,000.
Okay, so have you made $60,000 before?
I have. I've made more as a lease operator, but at least being a lease operator just wasn't for me.
I got you. Okay, so what's your question for me?
I'm just trying to figure out if this is where I should stay for a couple more years and get through the baby steps, or if I should try to find work where I can be home every day instead of being out on the road all the time.
Yeah. Well, I think we need to find out a little bit more before I can give you my advice on that. But I would start by saying, if you could replace $60,000, meaning let's take the top you've ever made in the current job, and let's say we could get you another job making $60,000 in Billings, Montana today, what would you do?
Horse rescue, training, retraining horses, and working with performance horses through injuries, getting recovery from injuries.
Okay, gotcha. Now, the question becomes, you know, and again, you may not know this, but we have to do the research. What in the equestrian industry, let's just take it broader than, and I love that you gave me a specific answer. And actually, before I go any further, what if it wasn't a horse job, but it was just another job driving a truck around, but it was local? So that essentially you were at home every day, but you were on an 8 or a 10 hour shift, but you were home every day. Let's say you were driving, I'm making this up, but, you know, UPS or FedEx or some delivery thing, some local company, and it was regional at best, but more localized, and you could make 60, would, or even 45. Would you jump at that tomorrow?
I have a very hard time. I used to like driving, but I've gotten really burnt out on continuing to drive.
Okay, that answers my question.
But it's not saying that I couldn't stick it out for a couple more years while I work through the baby stuff.
That's my point. Or what happens if it's what's needed to kind of give you a little bit more juice, even though you can't stand driving anymore, but if you were home every night, that'd be better than your current situation. And what if that, well, that was the step towards finding the equestrian job that made you somewhere between 45 and 60. How much debt do you have left?
I'll be letting the financial company take my car back, but I'm looking, I'm looking at about $80,000, and most of that's medical debt and one repo.
Okay, and so if they take the car back, how would that change that number?
It depends on how much they would turn around and sell it. It's a $23,000 vehicle.
Okay.
but they probably on sailing to an auction like that, I'd probably be lucky if they got 15 for it.
All right, so that would knock it down to 65. And okay, so here's what I think. I think there's a couple options. What I want you to focus on is there a job or multiple jobs, Amber, in the equestrian world or on a ranch or a farm or something that just at least gets you closer to that working kind of on rescue horses, because that's a very specific thing. And so while you're doing your research to see what does that job pay, how many of those are available in your area? You just moved to Billings. So this is simple research. All right, so once we figure that out, then we also go, okay, how much does a job or what jobs are available that I have the basic experience, or at least I don't even need experience, they'll train me on the job, and I can work on a ranch or a farm or whatever, can I make between 45 and 60? We have to find that out. If those are available, then I say you stay in the truck, but you're going for those jobs. And if you can go right from the truck onto the farm or the ranch, and you're in between that 45 to 60, well, that's a really good thing, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, Amber, smile a little bit. I mean, all right, so we want to look into that, correct? That's what we're looking for. If we find that there's not a lot of great opportunities right now, or that you would need more time and more connections, then getting you out of your current route, out of that truck where you're gone for 2 weeks at a time, and getting into a, who cares if it's a truck driver job locally? What if it's just a job in a warehouse or something like that? Anything.
Right.
That's just a day job. It doesn't have to be dream job. We're not holding it up to the dream job standards. We just want to get you out of the truck making 45 to 60. We'll almost take anything within reason, right, to get you out of the truck and off the road, get you home. The more that you are home, the more you can make connections in Billings and find that equestrian type job. That's the process.
Right. And that's the biggest thing is once I'm home, those are connections that I can start looking for and making.
Right, which is why we got to get you home. First step is out of the current truck and into a local day job that takes care of your financial needs. Between 45 and 60, that's step one. Step two is begin to make connections. And I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because it's what you need. It's going to teach you how to use the proximity principle. It says in order for Amber to do what she wants to do, she's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. You understand that simple idea, don't you?
Yeah, you can't get into the horse industry no matter how good you are unless you know people.
That's it. And you getting out of the truck and getting a day job in Billings and having a normal schedule is going to allow you to do that. And somebody of your character, somebody of your drive, it's not going to be long before you start making really good connections, and not too much longer after that you get in the industry. And you can even do it as a side hustle. Let's say that you've got this day job, and I'm making this up, driving a local delivery truck, even though you don't like driving, or you're working in a warehouse or something else, okay? And then you're working part-time on a farm or on a ranch. That's extra money, which guess what that means, Amber? We're paying off debt faster, aren't we?
Yeah. And being home local, too, would also give me the advantage of being able to find extra work that I can't find while I'm out
there. There you go. So, Amber, what are we doing when we're at the truck stop or before we go to bed at night? We're connecting with who we do know. We're looking for any type of jobs out there that you know you've got the basic experience and basic skill set to be able to do, and you're applying. The only requirement is that it's not, you know, unbelievably wildly miserable work for you, and that it pays you between 45 and 60, or gets you to 40, and if you pick up a part-time job, that gets you to 50 or whatever. You understand what to do now, so go do it. I'm giving you permission to start looking. I'm giving you permission to say goodbye to the truck and to the road. You got this, Amber. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, Amber and everybody else, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Daniel Tardy.
Hey, this is Daniel Tardy, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We believe that small business is the backbone of the American economy. And we also know it can be really hard to win in business. So we're here to help. On the Entree Leadership Podcast, we talk about the practical ways that you can grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you on the journey of winning at business.
You can start your journey at entreleadership.com/podcast, or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.